This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers have about a week left to the legislative session and hundreds of bills that still have to be considered. Some of the thorniest negotiations this year have been around some kind of reduction in property taxes. CPR's Andrew Kenny says there appears to be a deal to temporarily cut property taxes by about $700 million.
And this one's interesting just because it's the result of tons of political maneuvering, outside groups threatening to run ballot measures to do similar things. And meanwhile, county governments and some of the other local governments are not too happy with the idea of cutting into their potential tax revenues.
CPR's Andrew Kenny. The property tax bill was introduced this past Friday. It has about 10 days to make it through the process. People who rely on powered wheelchairs may have more options to repair their equipment under a bill headed to the governor. It requires wheelchair manufacturers to supply parts, manuals, and tools to owners and independent repair shops. U.S. Representative Jason Crow was part of a secret visit to Ukraine over the weekend. Colorado Democrats said he and others met with Ukraine's president to discuss what Ukraine needs to hold off the Russian invasion, including weapons, sanctions, and humanitarian aid. Crow said it was important for Congress to pass the Biden administration's request for $33 billion in aid to Ukraine. Residents near Colorado's border with Kansas are returning home after a wildfire forced evacuations yesterday. Several small grass fires burned near the town of Holly. Dry and windy conditions will keep fire danger high on the plains today. There's more rain this afternoon for Metro Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.